Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Go back to the top of the sixth inning in Baltimore.
Yep.
There's two outs and nobody on, and the Yankees are losing 4-1. Alex Cobb is doing what he always does, shutting down the Yankees. How about the fact, and Yes put this up yesterday, he has the second lowest career ERA of active starting pitchers with, you know, at least a bunch of starts.
Really?
Yeah, so he's been successful.
Against the Yankees.
Right, yeah, right. Active ERA against the Yankees. So he's basically become a Yankee killer. And outside of the Gleyber Torres home run in the third inning, he'd allowed nothing. There's two outs and nobody on. It's 4-1. At that point, if you're a Yankee fan, think about what you're saying about James Paxton, who's given up four runs in this game, including three in the first inning. Think about what you're saying about this offense, which had wasted a couple of opportunities. Gleyber Torres starts the fifth inning off with a double, and then Clint Frazier, Tyler Wade, Brett Gardner do nothing. And then all of a sudden, starting with that Gary Sanchez bomb, everything changed. Sanchez hits that home run to make it 4-2. They get Cobb out of the game. They get to the immortal Mike Wright, who then implodes all over the mound, gives up the back-to-back hits to Burton LeMahieu, and then Gleyber Torres, who had a day for the ages, hits the three-run homer.
Yep.
So in a matter of 10 minutes, your Yankee attitude is, we're about to lose to the Orioles again. It's 4-1. It's the sixth inning. Everything sucks. That's what you're probably thinking.
And that was probably as big a hit. Certainly the biggest hit the Yankees have had this year was that three-run bomb by Torres.
Yeah.
They needed that badly.
It's funny, looking back on it, you can say it was Sanchez who hit the home run to spark him. But you're right. Gleyber Torres is the one that made you, because it gave him the lead.
Yep.
They're down 4-1. It feels like this game's going nowhere. And when Torres hits that three-run homer on an 0-2 pitch, keep that in mind, it just changed everything.
By the way, I got to throw this out there because I'm watching this game from the perspective. Even though I didn't bet the over on the Orioles, and I'm still mad I didn't. I know they've lost a couple games in a row now. I still wish I would have bet the over on the Orioles and the Mets.
We'll see.
All right? We'll see.
We'll see.
But again, so I'm watching the game.
Yep.
And it's 5-4. I think it was in the top of the ninth inning. What was the inning that Voit hit the three-run
top of the ninth?
Top of the ninth.
Mm-hmm.
So whoever this relief pitcher is in there for Baltimore, okay, he strikes out Aaron Judge. He makes him look bad.
Michael Given.
Okay, and then the manager. Okay, now Voit's a right-hand hitter. I'm like, and I'm doing a triple take on this, right? Because I'm watching it from the perspective that I bet on the over for the Orioles, all right?
Right, right.
He strikes Judge out, and the manager, whoever the hell he is, it's not Earl Weaver.
Brandon Hyde.
Decides, you know what?
It's not Earl Weaver.
Now, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to take this guy out who just struck out Judge, who's also right-handed, and I'm going to bring another guy in to pitch to Luke Voit, who's also hits right-handed. And I'm saying to myself, why the hell would this guy take out this guy to put in this guy? You know, it wasn't like he was a lefty-lefty deal. So I'm like, I don't get this. And, of course, Voit promptly hits one into the seats for a three-run homer. Did you think about that as you're watching this game?
I mean,
am I missing something here? He blows Judge. I know Judge had a bad day, okay? And you know he's frustrated because when he starts barking to the umpire,
right,
you never see him do that. Now, he did it in a way that, you know, he kept his head down. He wasn't showing the umpire up or anything. But you rarely even ever see him do that. But he blows away Judge, and you take him out to put in this other guy to pitch to Voit?
And he hasn't thrown that many pitches.
I mean, if I'm an Oriole fan, I'm like, why the hell did you take him out?
Yeah, it didn't really jump out at you on why he did it. Now, Givens wasn't great.
And the Yankee guys, it was Singleton and Cade, never said anything about
it. Well, but the thing you got to keep in mind here is that Givens didn't pitch well. You know, he gave up the infield hit to Tyler Wade.
Okay.
He walked Brett Gardner. You're right, he struck out Aaron Judge. Aaron Judge strikes out against a lot of guys.
I understand that, but he still did that.
No, I'm not defending the move. I'm just trying to figure it out because Givens wasn't dominant. Like, he'd given up three hits in the game already.
All right.
So maybe the thought was, hey, just have a better chance with Miguel Castro getting him out than Michael Givens, who would look hittable. Maybe that was the thought. But
he didn't get him out.
But you know what? No, he didn't get him out. And you know what? Think about this. So Voit hits the home run to break the game open.
Right.
It's a one-run game at the time. An inning earlier, Gary Sanchez, who was a hero, I admit, he hits the home run and picked the guy off on a wild pitch.
Second base,
he got picked off.
Oh, my God. I know it. I know.
And that was a horrible pickoff because at that moment, with first and second, I think nobody out, you can't get picked off there.
Well, you know, and Ernie, maybe Ernie, because Ernie's a Yankee fan. And I know you love Sanchez, and rightfully so. But I think sometimes Sanchez, he's not totally focused all the time out there. I really think that. Do you agree with this, Ernie? That sometimes he wavers.
I think sometimes he's over-aggressive. I think the throwing errors are being over-aggressive.
Yeah, I don't know.
Well, the throwing errors, I wouldn't say fit that category, but I think getting picked off at second
is. Well, that does, but I think overall that there's times that's...
Well, we see a lot of guys get picked off in different situations.
That's a bad situation, though, bro.
Well, we've seen other guys get picked off. I've seen Garner get picked off in bad situations.
Here's the other thing, too. Again, I didn't realize, okay, and it was said yesterday in a broadcast, Chris Davis.
Oh, yeah. We got to talk about this.
Wait a minute. Chris Davis is 0 for his last 36 at-bats going back to last year.
I think September 14th.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Bro.
And
how is that? How could he still be playing?
Well, they pinch hit for him in the eighth inning.
No, I understand.
Thank God for a guy no one's ever heard of.
I know they did. He got a hit.
He got
a base hit to right field.
Hanser Alberto.
I think the guy's 4-for-6, that guy, Berto.
Hanser Alberto.
Right.
Yeah, that is.
If I'm Chris, no wonder the guy can't sleep at night.
And how about the booze?
How could they not boo?
Of course they could. And some of the swings, it almost looks, when he struck out the fourth inning looking.
That guy's lost.
The pitch was right down the middle. I don't know what the hell he's looking for.
Right. He's lost, Chris.
First at bat, he looks so bad. It looked like if I was trying to go up there and hit Paxton.
It really did. And I'm not saying this is the case because he can't get in his head. Looks like he doesn't care. It looks like he's just flailing and saying, whatever, I'm getting paid.
Now, I don't know. Look, I'm not Chris Davis. But, you know, he's made all this money, right? How much $161 million contract he
had? Yeah.
How many years he got left on a deal?
I think he has like 4 more years.
You know what?
What? What do you do?
I just
caught him?
I don't know. Look, I'm not in the situation, and I don't know. Maybe if I was in a situation, I would react differently to it. But I would think that if that was me, and I'm at a point now where I can't even foul a ball off anymore, and I am embarrassing myself, and I'm getting boos and this and that, I'd say to myself, you know what? I know I got all this money coming to me. I got plenty of money in the bank. I'm loaded. I'm sure he does. I'm sure he never has to work a day in his life again. Okay? I would say, you know what? I'm done. I can't embarrass myself. I can't continue to just outwardly embarrass myself anymore.
Can he also have his agent go to the Orioles and say, you owe me whatever it is, $70 million?
Right. Well, you could do that.
Just give me 30 and I'm out.
Work a buyout and I'm done.
So you don't walk away from everything that's left.
Okay. I mean, right. Because I could see where I'm like, you're getting to the point where like you just, it's just, how could you sleep at night?
And it's also not fair to everybody else on this team.
It's not fair
to Dwight Smith. It's not
exactly
fair to
right.
Joey Rickard or Rio Ruiz.
Yeah.
Because these guys are battling. They're
trying.
They're playing for their baseball livelihoods. And that was a game they could have won yesterday. And if Chris Davis was a normal baseball player, who knows? Maybe the first inning doesn't end. Remember, Aaron Boone had warm-up action in the first inning because of Paxton's struggles. And Paxton ended it by striking out Rickard and striking out Chris Davis. Well, if there's a normal major leaguer not named Chris Davis who gets a hit, maybe Paxton's out of the game.
Maybe. I mean, Davis, it's an out-and-out embarrassment.
No, it's a joke.
I mean, and I feel bad for the guy. I mean, in some ways I do. I mean, 0 for 36.
It's
I understand the money. But 0 for 30, I mean, at some point you got to say, you know, I can't play this game anymore.
Yesterday, 0 for 3 with 3 strikeouts. He was pinch hit 4 in the 8th inning as the Orioles were trying to rally. And the Yankees had to do it.
And the booing is just, when they booed, the last time he was up, he struck out.
Oh, it was bad.
And he's walking off the field, and they are booing him.
They're crushing
him. And he's looking, and deservedly so, and he's looking up in the stands like, oh, my, I really felt bad for the guy. I have to say.
Yeah.
Because
if he's trying his hardest, I feel bad for him. He just doesn't look like he is.
He's got to get his agent. He's got to see if he can get some kind of a payoff and get out.
Yeah.
That's what I would have to do.
But overall, it was a good win for the Yankees.
It was a great
nice come-from-behind win.
Tremendous. They had to have it. It's a game they had to have.
The Paxton performance was very uneven. He obviously gave up the 3 runs in the first inning. I think the positive you take out of Paxton is you had a day yesterday where Chad Green and Jonathan Holder were not available, right? Now, the Yankee bullpen is so deep that they could be minus 2 key guys, and you barely feel it. They use Tommy Kahnle to get 5 outs. They use Zach Britton. They use Aroldis Chapman. No big deal. But like I mentioned, in the first inning of this game, Boone had the bullpen warming up. Now, Stephen Tarpley was warming up in the first inning. He threw 32 pitches, and Paxton was able to get through the second, the third, the fourth, did give up a run in the fifth on the RBI hit by Nunez, and was able to get an out in the sixth inning. So it wasn't a great performance. I mean, no one's going to sit here waxing poetic about 5 1/3, 4 runs, but he was able to at least give them innings and keep them somewhat in the game, despite a very rocky first.
Yeah, no, definitely. No, he did. Now, look, Paxton's going to be real good for the Yankees. There's no doubt. He is.
We'll see. I think he's
going to be good.
No, I think he'll be fine, too. It's just there's such uncertainty when a guy comes here. You don't really know. Yeah. I always liked him in Seattle. I thought his biggest issue was staying healthy, and so far he has been healthy. Obviously, the Yankees are dealing with a ton of injuries. By the way, I know we got a hit in the ninth inning. Tyler Wade's got to do something. I mean, seriously. And I think more so than ever because of the fact he was so upset he didn't make the team. There's a guy whose career batting average in the major leagues is, what, 150? What is it? And he's upset he didn't make the team. He
like
did
Chris
get...
Davis.
Well, Chris Davis at least had a career.
Right, well,
At one point.
Didn't he hit like 50 homers one year?
Yeah, he had some really big years. God. There was a reason the Orioles gave him $170 million.
There has to be a reason. I mean, come on.
But this is a big opportunity for Tyler Wade. But really, the star yesterday is Gary Sanchez and Gleyber Torres. Yeah. It's just a great offensive day for Gleyber. I think the three-run homer with the most impressive part. He's behind in the count.
He crushed that ball, too.
Yeah,
that
no
wasn't
question.
Just a Camden Yards home run. That was a bomb.
He did, and good for Luke Voit. He's kind of had a tough roll since opening day after he hit that home run in the first inning. He hits the three-run homer to break the game open, and the Yankees bounce back.
And who's this manager for the Orioles?
Brandon Hyde.
Oh, my God.
I'm just saying, if
a move like that was made by Mickey Callaway,
they are.
I'd be like, no, I know they are, but I'd be screaming. I'm screaming about it, and it's not even Mickey Callaway.
And you didn't even make the bet.
Right.
Oh, that's funny.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.